The boys are back in town. Welcome
so
back, everybody, to the Deadlock Podcast, the episode 80, the two. We're back again, baby. And not only is this special, because
we get to talk about
WWE Fastlane. The pay-per-view
like
right before
slow lane. WrestleMania.
Am I right?
Amen to that, brother. Hey, amen to that,
best. We're also going to talk about AEW Dynamite, which featured Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker.
Holy shit.
In a lights out match.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my.
Whew, I'm going to save everything I got to save for that match. When we talk about it, there's a lot to break down later on. That goes crazy.
God,
before we get into all that kind of stuff here, we're going to give you a few updates here from Deadlock. Watch this. Episode number 25 is up on the Patreon.
Dude, brother.
It is one for the ages.
It might be my favorite one.
It might be up there. I've been thinking about it since we did it.
Yeah, I know. It was sitting there. It was waiting. It's got everything. Of course, it is the Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Indian Yabba-bye strap match, including all the promos leading up to that, and a little
bit of the match before the match.
Because it's weird. It's well worth watching. That is in the $5 and above tier on our Patreon, which a lot of you have been joining up on. So thanks for joining.
And in the $10 tier this weekend, we're going to be doing SGH Live, where you guys can join us as we watch a show picked by you. Show up on Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to see what we are watching and what won the poll.
Are we in standard now, or are we in daylight?
I don't know.
Is it EDT?
No. I don't know no more, man.
Show up at 3 p.m. E time.
Just figure it out. You guys are great. You're too smart for this. Now, also, we released some merchandise here this past week.
Swag.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff we all get.
Yay!
Thanks for buying it all, man. 316 day went off without a hitch.
Watch.
Yeah, hit him with it, Tony. Do the do it. Do the
I do not blame you one bit for that.
Yeah, good call.
We sold out of the hat already, which sold out in less than one day, so that was kind of crazy.
I feel like it was less than half a day. Like, it was real quick.
And we had
Johnny
a lot
was
of
saying
hats.
We underestimate our audience.
I think we need to kind of re-talk about how many hog dippers there are out there, because there seems to be more than we anticipate every time, and things sell out real quick.
So all the hats may be gone, but you can still get koozies and pins. But let me tell you this real quick. There aren't too many remaining. So if you're thinking about getting something, check out the site.
I saw a few people were pretty excited that not only do we have the 12-ounce koozie, but we have the 16-ounce koozie, which they were surprised by. So
I just did a very small bit of 16-ounce koozies just for my monster acts out there.
Oh, stacker two.
Are those still up there?
Yes. There's little more. Maybe there's like 20 or so 12 ounces left.
Okay,
but there is not that many 16 ounces left. So
get on
if you want a 16 ounce koozie for your monsters.
Yeah, if they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone.
So get on it.
Also, we hit 8,000 Twitter followers here this past week. Actually, I think within the last 24 hours or so.
Yeah, it was really pretty soon ago. So thank you for that. And if you haven't missed the content on the Twitter, it's not just us. You know, we don't just post about the podcast on there. You get some exclusive music videos from our music video team. Cheese and Revolution do some incredible work. I feel like we've gotten a new video every week from them, if not more. So
pumping them out, man. Extra style. Also, we're going to be, since we're doing the giveaway, I want to give a quick shout out to Tommy really quick, because he told me about this shirt randomly. That was on like Tadokan or some shit. And I was like, whatever, I'm buying it.
a great shirt that you'll find out what it is when you see the giveaway tweet. And we will tell you the giveaway tweet that James will
I wanted to verbalize it.
What?
It's too... It is a shirt. Is that your hint? Not only is it a shirt, it is an unbelievable shirt that no one will guess, but it is autographed as well. So.
It's autographed. Wow. Oh my God. It's incredible. Yes.
You'll get to say what it is next week, level, James, when we say the winner.
All right. I'll keep it in the vault for now.
Thank you.
What I'm not going to keep in the vault is the new patrons we got on at patreon.com/deadlockpw.
Let them know.
Thank you, guys. I want to give a quick shout out to everybody who became a patron here in the last week or so.
How many?
We got in the $1 tier, Jonathan Bishop, Tyler Ramsburg, Tristan
That's
Kelly. $5 tier, we got Dominic G, Nautica Outlaw, Munchkin Mania Sam, Nicholas Coley, Holgen, Here Goes Nothing.
Broken Chupacabra. Chupacabra. What?
In the $6.66 tier, we had that.
What?
Dump Truck Ass.
Oh, hell yeah. That dump truck on my ass. What are you doing with that dump truck of an ass, son?
In the $8 tier, we had Harry S.E. We had James Edwards, Danilio, Daniel Dawson, Liam Barkas.
Yeah.
In the $10 tier, we had Tony Tononi. We had Ephraim Cullen. We had Ka. We had Jeffrey Hamilton, Justin Smith, Blue Thunder Bomb, Ian.
Ooh.
We had the Purple Warrior, Scott Steiner.
Whoa. Yeah.
We had, the actual one?
Whoa. We had You Smell, You Fell, Go to Hell. We had Austin Geary, Jarrett, Malik Douglas, Sega right. Dreamcast. That's my guy right there.
Yeah.
Jaeger W, Kid Saturn, Surgical Imp. In the $10 $0.01 tier, we had Joshua Taylor. $12 tier, we had Kyle Lieb.
Nice.
Oh Boy, It's Matt and Hank Stolle.
Yeah.
In the $6 tier, we had Nick Allen, who was an annual. Thank you, brother. And we also had a $69.69 monthly tier from the Jordan Vance.
Oh, shout out to the Jordan Vance for getting in the horny tier.
Wow.
We can't talk about the exclusives you get in that tier.
And that means still champion is JP Wheezy at $169.69.
That's a pretty vicious JP. Way to return. A high amount. I feel like this is going to be another legendary reign. I was hoping I'd hear from Blue News again this week.
Blue News.
poor guy.
He probably stopped listening to the show.
He probably never heard it in the first place.
Probably canceled it and just said, fuck it, I'm out of here.
Well, thank you all for all the support. We are over 1,000 patrons on our Patreon, which is really insane.
That's
the amount of content
insane.
On there
what the fuck?
Just keeps growing, Tony, right? And then these motherfuckers Thank you.
Now it's time for WWE Fastlane.
See, you said it too spread out. It's WWE Fastlane. It's all one word. This is the first pay-per-view where I actually realized that they have it as one word.
Fastlane.
Fucking weird.
I was titling the YouTube video when I was live, and I was like, whoa, it is one word.
I was looking up for a picture on Google, and it said, did you mean Fastlane? I was like, no.
I guess. Whatever you say.
Yeah.
So we started off on the pre-show here. We had Riddle versus Mustafa Ali.
Didn't see it.
With Retribution and then not with Retribution.
Yeah, Retribution beat him up.
Yeah, this is for the United States Championship. Riddle ends up winning with the bro Derek off the top, I believe.
That looked cool.
And then Mustafa said, damn, our team is garbage.
you all suck, and without me, you'd be nothing. And then they said, all right, let's find out. And they left him.
Yeah,
they hit him with the double. I like their tag move, though, the sit-out double choke slam. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so what's the deal here? So we're done with Retribution, moving on?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like the only time they've legitimately ever been on a pay-per-view is these pre-show matches. So I don't know if they know any direction. I think they're just trying anything and whatever.
So where does this rank on like the core to the welcoming committee?
The core was
to the League of Nations. Yes.
Like
the core was better than this though.
See, I don't know, man. I feel like people at least talk about Retribution, even if it's good or bad. I don't think anyone talked about the court. Yeah.
Tubby Emu still wears the t-shirt.
If there's one person, actually, I think Tubby with the core shirt might be more over than the core themselves.
The core itself, I think so, too.
There's
I think
more
the only memory
of Tubby with the shirt.
The only memory of the core I have is Tubby owning two shirts, and then when Santino had his own stable called Apple. And that was their feud.
I forgot about Apple Core.
So where's Retribution between the core and Apple?
Yeah. Retribution was fucked since day one, though. They were never...
They never had a chance. They never had a chance. And they tried. But...
Yeah, guess what? Libs officially owned. So Riddle beats Mustafa, Retribution breaks up, and we're moving on to the main actual show here. So we're kicking it off. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, who are the tag champs, they are now with Reginald, who, God, I love this guy so much, man. He's awesome.
He is cool.
And they faced off against Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. Of course, Sasha and Bianca are going into WrestleMania facing each other for the title at Mania. So they're doing a tag team gimmick right now.
That's the only feud they know for these fucking belts. That's all they know. Didn't this match happen last month, I'm pretty sure, right? The last pay-per-view?
Yes, I believe it did.
So they're running it back. And I was like, okay, I don't know really where you go here with this because they lost last month, obviously. So I was like, okay, they're just going to have them lose again? That'd be kind of weird. This is like your big, this is like the top women's title on SmackDown. You would kind of want to make them look good going into the paper. You know, they lost. They just lost. Yeah. They lose. Two losers will fight at WrestleMania for the belt. Thanks.
So
that's cool.
One big thing from this match here. Well, first off, Reginald really wasn't even a factor here. I thought he was definitely going to be more of a factor.
He jumped up at like for one spot and that was it.
Yeah. There was a really cool move. Sasha Banks did the Wardlow knee.
Out of the hook and ladder?
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
The jaded?
Dude, jaded, that's what she's called.
Wow, that's a good name.
Dude, she busted Shayna's head just to smithereens with that, like, dude.
Shayna did not have a chance to block that, I don't think, because Bianca was not letting go of those arms.
Sasha, I feel like Sasha was just, that was pent up. Just
this for Asuka.
Going to town, man. That was so tough. Oh my God.
Bianca did a really nice looking 450 during this match too, which is that's what led to the distraction by Reginald.
Her 450 is kind of crazy. Like,
it's in slow motion.
Yeah. Yeah. She like gets up to the top and I guess maybe I'm used to people with, like, a certain setup for a 450.
Yeah.
But she's like super wide stanced and then she just goes for it and then she hits it. It's like, whoa.
It's not quick, but it doesn't look like she's going to like under rotate or over it. Yeah. It's like very clean. It's really crazy. She's insanely athletic.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to the Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair match.
Me fucking too. And I hope they put Bianca over.
I hope Sasha Banks does that knee again.
I feel like they might tell her to not do that anymore.
Keep doing the knee.
The knee was cool.
Yeah, it was frolic.
But yeah, after that knee thing, this kind of fell. This kind of got weird. Naya, so Sasha has Shayna in the submission, or I think it was the bank statement. Naya shoves Bianca into the submission to break it up, and then because all wrestlers are fucking stupid, Sasha gets upset at Bianca for breaking up the submission.
Of course, as she would.
Of course you do. So they're arguing, Bianca's leaving, Shayna rolls up Sasha and loses. So Sasha and Bianca lose the match, and then argue after the match, getting into it, a little spat. Sasha pushes her in the head and then slaps her and then leaves.
Bianca's first instinct is to just point at the sign. Say,
I'll get you over there. One of the two days.
You can forget where we're going here. Just
meet me April 10th or 11th. I'm not sure yet.
So Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler retain.
Yeah, two losers going for the belt. I mean,
We got Big E versus Apollo Crews for the Intercontinental Championship up next.
Yes.
Big E, I have not heard his new music until tonight. I don't know if he debuted it tonight. I don't think so.
No, it's by Wale.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
I do think it's interesting that all the WWE theme songs now have something at the beginning. Like they all have
some kind
something.
Of intro.
Yeah, just them yelling or something. Apollo's is literally Apollo.
Apollo Crews.
So this match was, I was kind of actually looking forward to it. I have not seen Apollo Crews' new gimmick, like literally until tonight. So like he came out with the spear and all that. I'm like, this is awesome. I like it a lot.
Listen, so I do like the spear as well, but there's becoming a running theme here where wrestlers are bringing out very dangerous weapons and never using them. And it's really pissing me off. Drew's got a big sword. Apollo's got a big spear. What's going on here?
I agree with you. He's got two sides to this. One is a big ball sack, and the other is a sharp knife. So, like, pick one. It's essentially a big dick and balls weapon. Please use it.
Annihilate them with your dick and balls.
Big sack spear. You gotta use that thing. It's funny seeing him try to get to the ring with it. I thought he was even gonna roll it into the ring or something, but he just steps with the ropes with it. He's like, I gotta get the sword in.
He should stab screens with it.
Oh, he should. Like, just chuck it into the crowd or something. Yeah. Like, that would be pretty sweet. I'd like that a lot,
sweet,
too.
Yeah.
So Big E and Apollo Crews are feuding here, and I don't know what I expected from this match. But I'm glad they went the way that they did. Big E went right at each other at the beginning, went straight for the spear. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Okay, this is kind of what I wanted to see.
I am still, he's been doing that spear for years now, and I'm still horrified every time he does it, because it just, off the apron, through the ropes. It's
scary
just,
as hell.
It's just scary as fuck.
Yeah, it's probably more scarier than, like, any of the table bumps or anything we saw. Like, this is legitimately a fucked move, but it's awesome. Yeah. Big E proceeds to beat the shit out of Apollo Crews for like pretty much the entire match, splashed him twice and said, "You're not in my league." I said, "Oh."
He talked shit for the first half of the entire match. I thought it was kind of weird. I was like, Apollo's definitely the heel here. Big E was just fucking whooping his ass and talking shit, just giving him the business. And then eventually, like, Biggie is talking so much. He's like, "You asked for this ass whooping." And then splashes him. He said, "You think you're ready for this? You ain't ready for this." Another splash. And then Apollo eventually starts getting his comeback. He starts doing, like, the rolling German suplexes. And the commentary is like, "Oh, Apollo's fighting back." I'm like, am I wrong about, is Big E?
He's scratching and clawing from the bottom. Apollo Crews.
Yeah, like, Apollo had a really nice frog splash that he hit in this one that I thought was cool. Then the finish.
Okay, I legitimately don't know what happened here. So,
okay, me neither.
Yeah, I was like looking and like the ref stopped counting and then she started counting and then she stopped and started. I'm like, I really have no clue what's going on. They didn't replay it or anything, so I really don't know.
I don't think they wanted you to see.
I didn't know whose music was playing. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Well,
so
that's the issue too, is I also didn't know, but whoever, I think it was Big E's music playing. So somehow the person in the truck knew that Big E won, despite no one else knowing that.
And the music hit immediately. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right.
All right.
It was like, oh, it was definitive.
Yeah. So Big E won. This was a full sprint. Very just right in your face, and I kind of dug it a little bit. Yeah. I think I'd like to see these guys go a good 10
for sure.
Do the same match, just beat the shit out of each other even more. It was great. I like
just give him a little longer. What move did Apollo hit after the match?
What did he hit?
Olympic slam.
Oh, he hit like four of them.
Yeah, he did
he hit like four Olympic slams. He just kept fucking doing it. Like,
fuck you, Kurt.
Going crazy over here.
I thought it was cool. I was like, oh, fuck. So I don't know if that's his move. I don't know if he's already been doing that or not, but
yeah, I remember him doing it before, but he definitely wasn't hitting four in a row after matches. He was slamming them out, dude. Yeah. So he definitely kept his heat afterwards because he just stepped all over Big E. He said, "You ain't shit." So they're going to keep this going. I'd like to see him run it back again at Mania.
Yeah, I think you got to, right? I mean, with that fucking finish, I don't think that's... That didn't feel definitive.
Honestly, also, at Mania, I wouldn't mind Apollo Crews winning.
I thought he was going to. So that's the only reason why I was hoping Apollo would win here, but it makes more sense if he wins at Mania. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just throw the spear at him.
Yeah. Oh, kill, yeah. Throw it at his ass. He has enough ass. He can take it.
What if Big E throws it out of his chest, just flexes off of it, man? Just,
oh, wow. That'd be cool. Out here. That's what, I feel like if you float that idea by Big E, he'd be like, you know what? Maybe I'll do that.
That's actually not too bad.
Fucking crazy. I love Big E, man. I'm glad he's IC champion. I'm glad they're doing something with him. I wasn't really sure how the I guess it's hard to say post New Day because he still feels like he's in the New Day to me. But
yeah, I mean, it's still on his tights and stuff.
Yeah, you never know what they're gonna do, but I feel like they're doing okay by him. He's fucking good, man. He's really fucking good.
The Intercontinental title's starting to I'm starting to warm up to it.
The design.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I think I like it.
United States, not even close. I don't feel
United States is really
I don't
weird.
Like that title at all.
I don't either. Yeah. I keep trying to like it. I just can't like it. I'll come around eventually. But
I was watching, or maybe it was the retro we watched the other week. I really miss that old IC design, the oval.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I miss it a lot too. It's the RVD one.
Yeah,
I love that one.
Yeah, it's cool.
I used
fuck,
to love
man.
RVD spinning around with it and stuff. Like, that was so dope.
It's weird how time is because everybody hated that one. They're like, you should go back to the other IC title. And now
now
everybody loves it again.
We are very fickle. We are quite fickle fans.
I mean, that happens all the time with everything. Like, even the older games, like, you go back and it's like, oh man, Here Comes the Pain sucked. You gotta take it back. It's like, no, bro. No.
Yeah, that shit was awesome. Speaking of old things here, Shane kind of had like a little throwback just before this match. I guess Shane got hurt, quote unquote, training to face Braun.
Trying to do
I
the Kenny Omega knee.
He was trying to. Yeah, he was watching Buddy Murphy matches. He says, "Oh, let me try that." Shane. So Braun has a shirt that says, "What does it say? Does it say Strowman Express or something like that?" Put a tape over it and wrote "Stupid Express" over it, which very much reminded me of the WrestleMania 15 build with the X-Punk jersey.
Yeah, yes, that is so good.
I love that so much. I was like, all right, that's cool.
So yeah, Shane got injured training beforehand, which means someone has to replace him. Elias said, "I guess I'm not messing with Jeff Hardy anymore, so I need something to do."
That's the only thing you remember Elias for.
As far as I'm concerned, he should still be running this. He should have went to Shane before and said, "I think I saw Jeff Hardy drinking backstage."
Jeff hasn't been on the show.
Jeff is not even here. Jeff's not even backstage. Jeff's not even at Fastlane. Yeah, I think I just saw
I think he was drinking and driving. I saw him in the building.
He just got Jackson Ryker dressed up as Jeff Hardy backstage drinking. Yo, look at this. Look at the footage. Oh, that'd be great. But we did not get that, sadly.
Speaking of weird little backstage segments, that one didn't happen. The one we just made up, that didn't happen. But
that should happen.
There was a weird one that I wish didn't happen, which was this Old Spice commercial with
This happen in between this?
This was, yes, this was between, this was after the Big E match, yeah. Okay. So they do an Old Spice commercial, and they have Joe, the Old Spice guy. That's just Rick Bugenhagen. That, for some reason, they never use.
Is he signed to this company?
Yes, dude.
He's awesome. His Twitter's great. You know what I'm
saying? He's fucking hilarious.
He's shredding the guitar, lifting weights at the same time. Signed. What the fuck? That dude's crazy. He's like coked up 24/7. I love it.
Rick Boogs. He's crazy. Yeah. They couldn't find an Old Spice shirt to fit him. That shit was bursted. So, they're just advertising Old Spice here. Tozawa comes. Drew Gulak got some Old Spice. So shout out to Drew Gulak.
Drew Gulak is huge. This guy is. I was like, whoa, this guy looks great.
That's how it is, man. So he got some Old Spice so he doesn't stink. I appreciate that. And then Tozawa comes in looking for R-Truth. And Joe, the Old Spice guy, doesn't know where R-Truth is. But R-Truth is hiding behind this big rack of Old Spice, and he can't help but hand Tozawa some Old Spice, because I guess Tozawa smells like shit. So he gives him the Old Spice, and Tozawa grabs his arm and shakes. R-Truth's shaking his arm to try to get away, and all the stuff falls down, and R-Truth's behind there. And then I blacked out. But then I saw Joe, the Old Spice guy, roll up Truth and win the 24/7 title. And then Truth rolled him back up to win it back. And now, right now, I'm rolling James up 1, 2, 3, and I'm the new Deadlock 24/7 champion.
Whoa! So, I just hit 4 Olympic slams on you.
What the fuck? I'm no selling.
Oh no, my heat.
It's official. It's official. New champ. My move.
Oh my god, I can't wait to talk about my move soon.
Oh no. All right, so we had that segment or whatever. So we move into Braun Strowman.
Fucking true.
Braun Strowman versus Elias.
Yeah, with Elias Jr. at ringside.
Yeah, what is this dude? What is this guy, man? What's he here for? What's this guy doing over here?
Why did they even put this on the pay-per-view?
I really don't know. My favorite part was Elias just... So Strowman's whole gimmick here is that he's a big choo-choo train, and if you get in his way, he's going to bowl you over. So he goes over and just steamrolls Elias, and Elias goes, "Ski-wah!" does a little spin off of Strowman's... The whole gimmick is this move, and Elias goes, "Ski-wah!"
Why does Strowman look like this now?
I don't really know.
This is SmackDown Strowman. This is since Fox took over.
He looks like a smacked ass is what he looks
like. I can't believe that they're going with this, honestly.
Big choo-choo train
Strowman.
The little train that could.
So he beats Elias and whatever.
That's it.
So then we move into Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Well, you don't want to talk about Matt Riddle?
Oh my God, I forgot that happened. Take it away.
I'm sorry. Hold on now. I don't want to talk about
it.
I just wanted you to know that it happened. All right, so Matt Riddle, Riddle. He's not Matt Riddle. He's just Riddle. He's got a scooter. Rides around on a scooter now. That's his gimmick. He's a scooter guy. And he's high all the time. He's big, high scooter guy. And he's scooting, and he runs into Nakamura. And Nakamura says, "Hey, good job retaining, dude." And Riddle says, "Hey, thanks, bro." And then he's doing bad RVD impression. And he tries to... What did he even fuck? I don't even remember what he fuck. He was trying to sell Nakamura on being friends, and Nakamura knows better, so that's good. and then he goes on a spiel talking about... He knew a skater named Scooter, or Skeeter, and then he... And then I blacked out.
Are you doing all right, John? You've been blacking out a lot tonight.
This is a tough show.
Have you ever seen the Amanda Show with that dude that was on it?
Yeah. Yes. What was his name?
Kyle, I think.
Kyle.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy.
Well, he's not this guy. He's trying to be Kyle. Yeah. He's not.
He wants to be totally Kyle so bad.
He's not totally Kyle.
You're
he's
not
absolutely
totally
not Kyle.
Kyle. They're really leaning on this. Him, he's just a high guy thing.
Yep.
You know why it was cool when RVD did it? Because it was subtle.
Yeah, this is just, I don't even know.
Yeah.
So there you go. Riddle was there. I was surprised Shinsuke didn't just say, sorry, no speak English. That's like favorite Nakamura promo ever, probably.
Oh, it's so good.
He just doesn't, it's the Chijiri gimmick. That's what anyone knows. Yeah.
It works every time.
It's good.
So Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Yes. I didn't even know Nakamura was, I didn't even know he was like wrestling on the shows. That's pretty good.
No, he's wrestling. He's got his old music back.
Yeah, I guess he turned face. Yeah. Seth Rollins got his old music back.
Yeah, I don't know. That's one I don't understand because I thought that was a CFO dollar sign song.
Yeah, I assumed that he was like, I don't want a new theme song. And I I don't blame him because he would have just got some non-copyrighted EDM song. I don't blame him.
What I think happened maybe is Vince finally was paying attention and Bailey was coming out and he was like, oh, why is Seth going out there?
Finally,
and
he
was like,
wait a second. He realizes. Thank God.
Bailey also not on the show. Also not on the show, Asuka. What the fuck is happening here?
I think Asuka got her teeth knocked out.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think Shayna like knocked her teeth
Shayna!
Out.
Shayna! Wait, I thought that was from a while ago. She knocked her out again?
I don't know. I feel like she was off TV. Oh, wow. It was only a few weeks ago, right? Where she knocked her teeth out. So like
time is fucked, man. Daylight savings is I'm blacking out.
Bro, I have been so tired all the time.
My body has been just like I think I'm just finally catching up, but there was a solid 4 days where like I thought I was dying. I was like, legit. I feel worse and worse every day.
Any like past noon, I was like,
yes.
I go to bed, dude. I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's fucked.
It's rough. So Seth Rollins and Shinsuke Nakamura proceed to have a match on this show. There's just no heat, man. Thing they showed beforehand was like, Shinsuke was like, shut up. And Seth said, I'm fucking fighting you at the pay-per-view.
Which is cool. That's fine. Yeah. They did a couple cool things. Seth had a bunch of welts on him from how hard Nakamura was kicking him. So that was
good.
That was cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Shinsuke went for the Kinshasa and got buckle bombed out of it. Seth went for the curb stomp, got caught in the landslide. And then controversy struck. Seth Rollins did the worst thing imaginable in the sport. He disrespected a veteran, and I can't stand for it. Seth Rollins went to, how does it work? Nakamura ducked a kick from Seth. Seth froze in time, spun the kick back, and hit him in the back of the head. Now, if you were a wrestling historian, you'll know.
There was a guy in gorilla in a suit. It was real fucked up. With a gun.
The hitman.
Put two guns on the table.
Low-key is taking claim for this move, and he says, that's my finisher.
My finisher. No.
He's your finisher. Low-key tweeted, he retweeted a picture of Seth that said, the visionary wants respect, hashtag WFastLane, and low-key retweeted it saying, off the work of others.
Oh, baby.
He said, imitation equals best form of flattery? Nah, stealing my shit and you look like a newborn deer drop doing it? This qualifies top quality. Mimics who can't fight. MF'er's been playing with children too fucking long.
What?
Both of you should be ashamed of yourselves.
I am literally going to kill you if I see you. I promise you, I am going to kill you. The game is over.
Seth, I want you to die. And also, you know what? Nakamura, you too.
You think this shit's okay? You think you can take Loki's move? Senshi?
Warrior. You want to take Warrior's move?
Cabal? You're going to take Cabal's move?
Imitation equal best form of flattery. Did you see that MLW graphic that typoed his name and said low IQ?
What?
Yeah. And he retweeted it too. God, let me see if I can find it. What a fucking asshole. What a complete
asshole. Yeah.
Man, like, low-key has got, like, just every damn time just makes himself out to look like a complete dork. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Dude, I remember when he first came on the scene, he was like the coolest. What happened?
Look, he's cool as fuck, dude. And then, like, he just took himself. I don't know if he just still takes himself too serious.
My move. Warrior, warrior's way. Why are you doing my move?
Warrior's way. Yeah, like. God. What? I'm trying to find this fucking picture. Oh, I found it. Look. Oh, he tweeted it.
He made it.
What?
King Mo
versus
Mo versus
Low IQ.
He made it himself.
Oh my god, bro.
I'm gonna retweet that real quick. That's the what I remember the most from the South Shinsuke right. match.
It was Low IQ.
It ended with the curb stomp, and they dubbed in the stomp. And the fake crowd goes, ooh, and he had him.
Drew.
God damn it. The crowd, they really. Sometimes I'm like, oh, they figured it out. Sometimes this is okay. And then they just like, we need people chanting.
Gotta chill, man. Please, I'm begging you. Drew McIntyre and Sheamus is up next. 20 yes. years. 20 years,
my
you motherfucker.
Brother.
They didn't even let him go 20 minutes for 20 years. Come on, just a little bit longer.
No, man, can't do it. So this is probably my favorite match on the show, just because they just beat the shit out of each other. I wasn't expecting them to use as many weapons as they did. I was kind of hoping they'd just punch each other in the face more. But I'm a big weapon pervert, so I'll take what I can get, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they went balls deep on the kendo stick.
Dude, did they? Fucking, they were lit up. Sheamus was a whole different shade of red.
I feel like that happens anyways.
Oh, also, okay, a couple things I want to say before I talk more about the match. Firstly, James, did you watch this on the network or on Peacock?
Okay, let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
I signed up for Peacock. I don't know
I did
what
too.
I'm doing up here.
Okay,
so
me neither.
I looked at Peacock and it said, you want to watch WWE Fastlane Season 4, Episode 32? I said,
First off,
I don't want to pay for this. I already pay for the network. Yeah. So I said, I'll go to the network.
So just watch The Office instead, probably, right?
No, I have
George
Office.
Lopez?
Yeah, I have what I need.
Andrade got his release. That just happened.
Oh, great. Good for him. I'm excited.
Hey, nice. GG. So I signed up for Peacock as well. I was like, I knew the network. It was on the network. I was like, I'm going to watch it on the network. But out of curiosity, I'm going to load up the Peacock real quick. Take a look at the Peacock.
There's no scrubber, I heard.
No. So I opened the video, and it says 1 hour, 51 minutes into this 4 hour show. So I was like, okay, I must have clicked the VOD or something. No, that's the show. So I don't know what that's about. I guess they include the pre-show.
Maybe,
too. No scrubber, no pause. Pause. And the quality looks... You cannot pause. No. Or rewind.
Yeah, there's no scrubber.
Nothing. You just watch.
This is going to be fantastic.
And I had them both up at the same time, and I'm not even trying to be an asshole, just trying to make it sound bad, but the Peacock one just didn't look as good quality as the network one. It was weird. It was also It was 2 minutes behind.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
I had people watching on Peacock. And they were like,
and they were pissed.
They were just like, what the fuck? I'm like,
which is
man.
Gonna be us. That's good. I can't watch with Twitter anymore because I'm gonna be 2 minutes behind.
Anyone that's not, I guess like people in Britain and stuff can still watch the network.
Everywhere else in the world,
just not America.
Yeah.
All right, so where are my VPN-iacs at?
Yeah, where is all calling all brubs? The time is now. We're sorry. You can have goosebumps.
Let me in.
Yeah, take back all the brub stuff. All right, look.
Also, during this match, WWE tweeted, "Hey, sorry about the technical difficulties or something. We're working on it."
Yeah.
So that's
no.
Really
they said,
not a
"What did they
sign.
Say exactly?" They said something like, "Oh, we'll have it fixed by the next show or something like that."
Is what WrestleMania?
They said any issues occurring with tonight's broadcast of WWE Fastlane will be addressed in the future, which has me quite worried for Mania for us if we're watching on Peacock, because there's no the amount of people watching Fastlane 10 times that is going to be watching Mania. So I don't know what the fuck they're expecting. I don't know. I'm not a Peacockite, so I'm not really sure how often they do live streams of shows.
So I
like
watch,
this.
They have like during the debates, you know, I had Peacock.
You could watch live.
You could watch live stuff.
Okay.
But It was like original content they were producing from NBC. Yeah. You know, so I'm sure.
Man, it is definitely going to be a, it's going to be a rough transition.
I feel like it is already.
That's
plus
what I'm saying.
With like with all the content not coming right away, they're like, yeah, we'll get some by the end of August or whatever. What did they say? Something like that.
They didn't even have all the content on the regular network and now we have to restart over.
Yeah. They said by SummerSlam, they're going to have it all, which I'm hoping.
Liars!
But, yeah, well, that's which is tough for us, so we're going to need some help because the in, according to Peacock, Retro is 2008, and there's no way I'm watching 2008 Raw.
If you guys already are. You want Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. And,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, if you guys see a lot of TNA Retro reviews on the pod, and you know
yeah,
why.
We're going to Impact Plus only for the next 4 months.
Till SummerSlam.
No, we'll find out a way. But yes, it's not looking too promising just yet, but here's
on the other end of the spectrum, I got HBO Max over the weekend.
Whoa, I heard that's awesome.
It rules. What the hell? Good? Yeah. Dude, HBO Max is awesome. Yeah,
they got
like
a lot
best.
Of shit on there.
Dude, they have so much stuff. The originals are dope. They made like another regular show, but called it, it's like for adults. It's crazy. You know what I'm talking about? Did you watch the Snyder Cut?
No.
I have not yet.
Oh, you guys didn't watch it? Oh, it's pretty cool, man.
I was going to, and then I never
was it good?
Got time.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was dope. They really like expanded on. So I guess when you have 2 extra hours of runtime, you can really expand on some extra stuff.
I knew you would like it because I knew it was in 4:3. So
yeah, dude, got excited about that.
It said at the beginning, it was like 4:3 to reserve the creative direction. I said, "This is my guy."
We literally talked about 4:3 for Deadlock. Oh my god!
Yeah, DPW's yeah, only in 4:3.
4:3 is where it's at, man. That's the good stuff right there. I couldn't believe it. So yeah, we had Drew McIntyre and Sheamus in a no holds barred match.
I honestly did like the match. They whooped each other's ass. They were doing a bunch of... Drew hit a bunch of belly-to-bellies. Drew also hit the white Russian leg sweep, which I popped for.
Nice.
Appreciate that. Then they were brawling through the monitors. I want to say crowd, but it's, you know, whatever.
The LCD TVs, crowd,
Yeah, through the Thunderdome.
there you go.
Drew, they were fighting on the announce table, teasing that spot. Drew threw Sheamus off the barricade, and then he threw him through the Thunderdome screens, and it exploded. Yeah. And then Kenny Omega came out and said, 69 we died.
69
Kingston came out late on Sheamus.
Get over here right now and 69 me right this second.
I don't want it.
Sheamus hits the bro kick on Drew, sending him over the barricade. Then Sheamus hits the fucking kryptonite crunch off the barricade through the announce table, which was a really cool spot. And WWE also thought this because then they piped in 5 minutes of this is awesome chants.
Oh my
awesome.
God, they were getting back. They're selling, awesome. Getting back in the ring. Still, this is awesome.
It took forever.
Weird. Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh, also, the WrestleMania main event is now a 3-way.
Yeah, I assumed that.
I thought so too, but I guess it's
Drew,
confirmed now.
Drew. Yeah, Drew.
No, not that one. Yeah, that. God. What
Drew,
the fuck?
Drew.
Every fucking few minutes is Drew.
Yeah,
Drew.
It was insufferable, man. Like, to be straight up, it was insufferable during this match. It was real, real bad. They got to stop, man. Take the controls away.
Like you were saying, they were lighting each other up with Singapore canes. Sheamus brought in a piece of the announcer's table, which
it looked
he ended
like the
up,
old Raw logo.
It did look like it looks like my sub notification.
Yeah, it does.
Drew hits the Future Shock DDT onto the piece of the table, and then the Claymore kick for the win. Drew. For some reason, I keep thinking Drew is the champion. Because the champion wasn't on this show.
I was like, damn, I guess that's the champion's advantage, him winning. I was like, wait.
Did they show the graphic after the match and he doesn't have the title?
Yeah, I was confused.
Yeah, so Bobby Lashley won on Raw, right?
Did he win on
Raw? It was
Miz
cashing in, remember? And then Bobby won it back.
Oh,
Miz,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what went down.
Okay.
So Drew and Bobby at Mania Night
the almighty Bobby Lashley. They put his whole name in there. Dang, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Hatile brought up something to me that I thought was it might be true. Do you think that they took the title off of Drew just so he could win it back at Mania in front of a crowd?
No way, right?
I don't... can't say no way with this fucking place, dude.
Last year, he was right? Like, oh, man, I love you guys. I wish I would have had a crowd here. Remember that last year?
Drew McIntyre is going to win it in front of 25,000 screaming, spitting, licking Florida-ites.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Dude, did you see the waiver?
No, you told me about it, but I didn't actually see it.
What's this waiver? I need to know. I need to know.
There is a, I don't know if they're going to make you sign this going into the building or what, but WWE on their website has put out the WrestleMania liability waiver and release assumption of risk and indemnity agreement. I'll link it to you boys here. It is a full ass waiver. And in bold here, it says by attending
the event.
It is on WWE.com, yes.
Oh, my God.
By attending the event, I voluntarily assume all risks related to exposure to COVID.
What the fuck?
So,
how do you?
200 IQ from WWE, zero IQ if you sign this fucking
yes,
thing.
Yes, exactly. 100%. Zero IQ if you
It says, I have voluntarily agreed to attend the event. I understand and expressly acknowledge that attendance is potentially dangerous due to, among other things, risk of spreading or acquiring COVID-19 or similar infectious disease, and other unanticipated and unexpected dangers may arise from my attendance at the event. I hereby assume all risk of loss, damage, and or injury, including death, to my person.
What the fuck?
And or property associated with my attendance at the event, including weather caused by the negligent acts or omissions of Tampa Sports Authority, Raymond James Stadium, and World Wrestling Entertainment.
Hey, so, related to negligent acts, like
yes.
If a fan spits on you and
if
you get
if a fan
COVID
coughs
them,
in your mouth and you die, oh well, dude.
What bro. The fuck, dude?
This waiver legit says if you die, that's your
it
fucking
says
problem.
Other damage, including death. You might die if you go to Mania.
Hey, man. This is very smart for them to do, but if you
it
sign
is.
This,
they lawyered up hard. How can you do this and not get in trouble?
Hell yeah.
Yep. That's actually on WWE.com too.
This is not like a dirt sheet. This is on WWE.com. If you just search, if you go to Google and search like WWE WrestleMania waiver.
If you die,
sure.
You die.
WrestleMania sucks, and then you die.
You were gonna jet.
They had one of those too. Dude, the COVID vaccine commercial should have been him doing that promo.
You go to COVID
and you inject the dose of COVID vaccine
into the pink meat. This is the wildest thing ever.
And it bubbles. And Jimmy R's
Jimmy
dying.
R's in his last dying breath. Yeah, papa.
So yeah, don't go to WrestleMania, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't stay away, please.
Yeah. But yeah, if you go and Drew's going to win the belt, so I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, have fun with that. All right, so ass kicking match here, Drew McIntyre and Sheamus.
Yes. Yes.
Easily the best so far.
Sorry that we had to sidebar five times during that, but yeah, it was a good match.
And then we move on to Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. How far we've come, gentlemen, on the adventures of the Fiend. It's
Johnny's
like watching your boy grow up.
Of all time. Yeah, it is.
I love the Fiend. I still love the Fiend. I love the Fiend even more now. I accept that this is all dog shit, horse shit, garbage. But I love it.
This is Uber Fiend, dude.
This is Melt
the Fiend
Man.
Mark II.
like
with
the Fiend
power
X or something,
to
right?
Melt. To melt.
Like
what's
Jason
that, Tony?
X, right? The Fiend X.
Jason, yes,
yeah, he's,
yes.
He's Uber Fiend.
Fiend X.
Yeah. Fiend Mark II.
Shelton Benjamin X. So, Randy comes out, he hits the pose, they're doing the pyro, and then he starts coughing up fucking blueberry Pop-Tarts all over the fucking place.
Food poisoning from
well, thank God he signed that WrestleMania liability waiver.
There's no Fastlane waiver, James. I'm sorry to tell you.
Sorry, it's working.
Alexa Bliss comes out dressed like Angelica Pickles.
I'm sorry. I hate it. I love it.
And it's awesome.
This is like fucking Harley Quinn cosplay. I hate it. I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess that's it, too.
Angelica Pickles.
Or Angelica Pickles.
She comes out. She's got a remix Firefly Funhouse song. Sounds like shit. I don't
Not
know
even that.
There.
Did someone back playing a slider?
Just taking liberties.
Soulja
yeah.
Boy remix.
Get your wrestling ass on. Do you think I like that they had that whole argument about wrestling being fake and Orton defended it, and then he did this match. Soulja Boy should have been shit-talking this whole thing. I want to see Soulja Boy
playing
do it.
RuneScape right now.
I want him to record his reaction to this. Just to see how he'd react. Alexa has her own fiend lighting, but it's pink. Because she's a girl.
Yeah, lol.
It's a girl!
If she was a boy, it'd be blue. Holy moly.
Holy moly.
Holy moly.
Hey, Tony's having a kid.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations to Tony.
That's fucking awesome, Tony.
Big Tony.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We're going to have a Patreon thread up soon for suggestions for his kid's name.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right. Well, I'll try. Don't worry, guys. I'm trying. Anyway. They get in the ring. Orton's ready to fight. He wants to beat the fuck out of Alexa Bliss. He wants to kick her fucking ass and kill her. I'm pretty sure in the promo, he said, "I'm sick of this. I got to get rid of you." And Alexa Bliss said, "You're gonna have to kill me."
Said, "Okay."
He said, "Okay, I will.
Yeah, I will."
Orton goes to rush Alexa, and fire shoots up from the middle of the ring, scaring Orton.
Woo. The ref's out of here, man. He came back for three seconds at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for the pinfall. Right. Yeah. Orton charges her. She moves. Orton hits the post like a dumbass. They're frolicking around outside the ring. Alexa looks up and uses her eye and mind powers to make a lighting rig fall down and almost kill Randy Orton.
And on commentary, they go, "Skew-o."
Like, Orton said, "Were you trying to kill me?" And she was like, "Yeah, for true." Yeah.
This was in they were doing like the serious voice. Oh, did you?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they definitely soft-toned it.
They get back into the ring. Alexa throws a fireball at Randy Orton, which the commentary informs me that Orton blocked it.
Didn't get all that.
He just held back on. He just held back on the D-pad. That's it. He just blocked it.
Fire!
Fire!
You should have spammed it. You should.
How do
it.
You not get all of that? I couldn't believe they said that.
Get
all that. What do you mean by that?
It's a fireball, dude.
You could literally pre-tape this. They probably did, and they missed the fireball. All right.
And then the ring opens up, and a little dirty little hand reaches out. And he touched Orton's leg, and Orton's like, "Whoa, what the fuck
this
is that?"
This was so fucking cool. I actually like that so much.
Dude, I love the feed. All right?
And him coming out the hole with the lights and all that.
And the fire?
Yeah, that looks so good.
There's
like,
a bunch
that was
of fire.
Real evil dead-esque. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Fire shooting out from under the ring. The fiend emerges. Looking like Melt Man. That's kind of cool.
Dude, this guy came up here with a croc vest on. They got these in hell.
That's why they make them, bro.
I thought he was a guy with a Gucci belt and a chain. I said, hell has got him.
Sponsored by Victoria Beard. And this match brought to you
Victoria Beard. Let's go.
Jesus.
So the fiend is here. He's got a whole new look, looking melted and fucking like a freak. I love this fucking weirdo.
Dude, Tom Savini was way into this. This was
that's
crazy.
Yeah.
He said, "I'll make your stupid belt if you look like Jason X in a few months."
He said, "I will." Dude, that's what he's going to do next. He's going to get all like chromified and he's going to come back with the gimmick. Yeah.
The only way for Randy Orton to truly get rid of the fiend is to shoot him into space.
He's still alive, just floating through space.
I want the CGI of the fiend floating in space. Fiend hits his sister Abigail on Randy Orton, and then Alexa Bliss sits on his cock.
This derailed my entire stream.
Why the fuck?
It never recovered.
What?
No one, I don't think anyone had any other reaction other than, why is Alexa mounting Randy Orton right now?
Just walked straight over and just plopped
just
down.
Sat right on the damn thing.
Speaking of that, what did Randy Orton's wife think of this?
Dude. So before the show started, James messaged me or we were talking, and James was like, "I wonder what Randy Orton's wife's going to say about that." And not even 5 minutes later, Randy Orton's wife puts out a tweet at @AlexaBliss_WWE. "You might have just fucked up, little girl."
What do you mean by that?
Man.
Dude, she was just straddled Randy Orton
forever.
And the fiend said, That's awesome.
The Fiend kept looking down and nodding. Yeah. I don't know, but it felt like eternity that she was on there too. And then the Fiend just standing there awkwardly.
The Fiend said, yeah.
Fiend said,
I remember this, so I go back to hell.
So, Alexa Bliss defeats Randy Orton via pinfall.
Nice.
Oh, baby. Yeah, yeah, it's just that's fucked, man.
Just one of those you'll never forget it moments. Dude, in pro wrestling. That's
the Fiend, its shitty little tongue and
melted ass Fiend just looking down. Alexa Bliss is fucking gyrating.
The Fiend is
doing the Fiend pose.
Mouth.
Look at me.
Oh my god, man. Oh wow.
I wish what a lighting rig had fallen.
Fucking match. So that match is 5 minutes and it will last forever. So
The Fiend, listen, you can give the Fiend all the crap you want. You could say he's the worst ever. You remember every single thing the Fiend has ever done.
Yeah, that's pretty true, actually.
So fuck off.
They're going to sell that mask now, you think?
I'll buy it. I'll wear
dude,
it.
That mask is actually real dope. Like,
yeah,
real dope.
Deb will be angry, but I'll wear it. What the fuck are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Cut the light
Randy
for
the
Fiend
mask.
Yeah.
Oh. The power to melt.
The freaks come out and die.
All right, so after that, we move into the main event of Fastlane, Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan for the Universal title.
Now, Edge how the fuck does WWE expect me to pay attention to this match?
My chat, I tell you, the chat didn't. They were gassed the whole match.
The match started off cool. I liked what they were doing. Bryan was like going after Roman's leg a ton, just kind of mocking him, just trying to show him he's a better wrestler. He was doing some cool stuff. Like when Roman would get in the ropes, he would back up to keep his distance. Like real fighting stuff. I thought it was cool. It's a different
catch
style.
As catch can.
And for Bryan not to get dumped on his fucking head and take backdrop Stone Cold style, you know, it's I get it.
Yeah.
So they did that for a while, and then they did that for a while, and then did it for a while. When I blacked out. And then they were still doing it when I came back up. They just grapple fucked for like a long time.
Super long.
And I like these two guys a lot. Don't get me wrong. I was looking forward to this match. I wasn't too crazy about that. It picks up though. They start kind of whooping each other's ass. Roman does something real crazy here. Bryan's going for like a Rana, the Frankensteiner off the top. And Roman stops him, walks off the rope, and puts him in a Boston Crab. That was the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
That was a deep Boston Crab, too.
Yeah. Bryan did a running knee to the Roman's head on the outside off the apron, which was kind of nasty. And then we get into the shenanigans.
He did a lot of King Kong knees. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, I mean, good fucking move. That's why Shane tried to do it.
Well, I'll never do it again.
So Roman goes for the spear. Bryan blocks it with a kick. Bryan goes for the knee then, and then Roman moves, and the ref gets bumped. Now, I have to put this one on the referee, because Roman was standing there, and the referee was all up in that ass for some reason. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, what was he doing there?
He's
trying to smell Roman's hair, which you know what I respect, but come on, bro. he gets hit with the knee, and that means Edge is the referee now. Why? Because he's the special enforcer, and that's fucking how it works, all right? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't think too hard.
Edge and Roman are talking shit to each other. Roman hits the spear. Edge counts two. Still talking shit. Bryan eventually puts Roman in the lapel lock again. He's cranking on it. He's working on it. Cranking on it. And then Jey Uso runs out and super kicks him in the face. And then
slaps his leg.
slaps his leg really loud. And then does the same to Edge.
Slapping legs out here?
Jey Uso brings a chair into the ring. He throws Edge in the corner. He goes to hit Bryan with the chair. Bryan ducks it because Jey Uso's crazy, man. Jey gets hit with a running knee. Bryan hits him with the chair, then Bryan goes to hit Roman with the chair, and he's all the way across the ring. Bryan is on the opposite side of the ring, readying this chair shot. Roman is in the corner where Edge is. He runs at him, goes in with the chair, whoopsie-daisy, ski-woe, hits Edge with the chair in the arm. I was hoping to hit him in the head, but you know.
Edge put his hand up too, man, and he got
I know.
Fucked.
Yeah, that must have sucked.
Yeah, that sucked.
Fucked his fingers up. Roman hits the Superman punch. Then he's setting up for the spear. He goes for the spear. Brian with the lapel lock again. But everyone's out. Everyone's dead. And they're right on Roman's face with this camera shot. Roman very gently taps out, which I thought was a cool fucking visual and makes Brian look cool.
Yeah.
But then what didn't look cool was Edge attacking Brian with a steel chair.
And then Roman, for some reason, what the Edge fuck? Went over there and just sat on Daniel Bryan.
And the Fiend came out and said,
he saw his hand come up for the ring. He said,
he said, again, awesome. Huh? I hope that's the Fiend's entrance. I don't want him to have a regular entrance. I want him to always come up
from
under the ring.
He's
got to
come from hell. He lives there. Yeah. Yeah,
that'd be cool. He should have went back under, too.
You got to rip a lot of mats.
probably not, actually. That sucks. A new ref comes out, and Roman crawls over, pins Daniel Bryan. Gets the win. I mean,
ooh, Daniel was out for a minute from that chair shot, huh? That was
to the back.
Yeah, that was I was like, ooh, they stretched that one quite a bit.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, that was rough.
So supposedly it is going to be Edge, Roman, and Daniel at the pay-per-view at WrestleMania for the Universal title. Which sounds cool to me.
Yeah.
Also, of course, Drew versus Lashley. Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's title, and The New Day against AJ and Omos for the Raw tag.
That's going to be awesome.
I think that's the only stuff that's announced right now.
So they're definitely going to do Daniel Bryan pulling the win away from these two dudes, right?
Unless they want neither of them to get pinned and want someone to get pinned and Bryan gets pinned.
Oh, yeah, right.
I guess, but I mean, it's either Bryan wins or Bryan gets pinned, right? I don't see it going any other way.
Just Edge loses. Just Edge loses, contracts up, he goes to AEW.
That'd be fucking awesome. So this is still WrestleMania is a two-night show, April 10th and 11th, and there's four matches announced.
So that's great.
So find out on April 9th the rest of the card.
Yeah, they're trying to see if Peacock could stay up for 2 days straight. So.
Not enough waivers have been signed yet, I don't think.
I want to call it too early. You want to make sure they get everything right down.
Andrade got released because he wouldn't sign one.
Man, I'm excited to see what he does, man. Fuck, him and Aleister Black, man, I'm sure we're ready to see them somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. I don't know. I mean, I feel like everyone's going to say, hey, he's going to AEW, but I mean.
Hey, that would be pretty sweet.
It would be cool, but I don't know what they do with him right now.
He's like one of those guys that, like, that's a guy you strap the rocket to.
I mean,
I don't
money.
Know how
he's
WWE doesn't strap the rocket to this guy. Like, what was holding them back from doing it?
I don't know.
Because what doesn't he have?
I really, truly.
Yeah, no memes. Like, what doesn't he have? He has everything. What can't you do with that guy?
I really have no. That's what I'm saying. Really, like, anyone that picks him up immediately has, like, a main event guy.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Right,
he's like the perfect wrestler almost.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah, if you can't find something to do with him, it's probably your fault.
Absolutely. That's why he quit, probably. He's like, absolutely, man. I mean, he's in his prime right now.
Also,
he's trying to make a move.
Not to start any rumors, but they have taken Charlotte off of the WrestleMania poster.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Really?
Raleigh is going to AEW, Raleigh.
But yeah, there you go. That was WWE Fastlane 2021.
Fastlane. All right, now let's talk about AEW Dynamite, the St. Patrick's Day Slam.
Wow, very green. So
not
green.
A pay-per-view.
No. Well,
this is not a pay-per-view.
Well, I
pay-per-view
mean,
quality,
you know,
pay-per-view quality.
Restaurant quality.
Restaurant quality.
I don't know if this happened for your guys' feed of the show, but at the start of the show when JR was going over some shit, it like the audio went out, so I thought he just started like cursing. I was like, what's going on here?
Bitch, I hate this show. Chuck.
Maybe Ethan Page showed up somewhere and they just cut the audio. Like,
I was hoping
you,
they
Ethan
did
Page.
The Ethan Page spot again this week, but they did not. So
yeah, they didn't even follow up on it or anything. Like, damn.
No.
Maybe because it was a tape thing, so they're like, I didn't have a chance to really come up with something.
Mavericks up by six.
We'll see if they do it next week. I hope they do.
I hope so, man. That'd be awesome.
So, all right. So we have this new group. They show up on a private jet. It's MJF's group. We saw it at the end of the last show.
JR said quite the line when they were coming off this jet. He said, there's a very diverse group.
bunch of white guys.
Five white guys.
Yeah, they are pretty diverse.
Yeah.
So they show up on this private jet, and we don't really get too much, but we're going to get something later. So That's just what we got. They stayed outside of the jet, just hanging out.
Just Alex Marvez should have been there. Marvez should have been flying the jet.
Steps out too with the glasses.
They're mid air and he's flying and he's, I gotta get this interview real quick.
Steps out of the cockpit. All right, everybody. Plane just starts nosediving.
All right, but I need a word. I need a word. What's your group name?
So we kick off the show here. We got Cody Rhodes versus Pentagon Jr.
That's not his name.
Okay, what's his name? Because it changes.
It's 400 different things.
Yeah.
It's Pentagon Jr., but then it's also like Pérez, Seto Miedo,
and
then
it's Penta.
It's the Penta Lord
Zero M
versus the Prince
Penta
of
Zero
Rome.
M.
And are you?
I think this week it was Penta El Seto Miedo.
Okay. Yes, that's right. What they're going with.
I think that kind of, I don't know what happened. I think they had an issue with his figure at first, too, because I think it initially said Pentagon Jr., and then they had to redo it.
Why?
Pentagon,
what's the deal here?
Because he doesn't, they have like a contract with AAA with Pentagon at first, I think. I'm not positive. This is probably not 100% true, but this is, okay. I think, the gist of it. They had to deal with like AAA because Pentagon was signed to them and they own the Pentagon Jr. name. So now he's just full on signed to AEW, but AAA still owns that name. So he had to change it to what he uses in America and actually owns.
Oh,
I think that's what happened.
Goodness.
Very strange. Very strange.
Legalities, man.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking obnoxious. But yeah, Cody Rhodes is also here. Who also now owns his name.
Yeah. A lot of name situations going on here. They cut a little promo at the beginning. They got Alex from the desk that usually does like Spanish commentary. He also does like an after show, I think, for AEW on like Facebook and stuff.
He also does like a 10-minute segment on BTE that I skip every week.
Sorry, I do, Alex. Like his Pentagon promo. He goes, Penta says.
Yes, I love
his
Pentagon.
Break your arm. And you're going to have to take an early paternity leave.
Owned.
Got you again, son. Yeah. It should have come out with you. Holy moly, it's the big only kid.
That's a girl.
So Pentagon just immediately dives onto the ramp on Cody here. And
almost killed Arn.
Arn Ayers is like, woo, woo, woo. You see him gallop off the ramp. I'm going to get out of here. Pentagon then goes to the outside and gets a little St. Patty's Day hat from the crowd.
He goes, woo!
He's having a good time, does his little walk, pulls weapons from the crowd like it's no mercy. It's a really good little time.
Big block of cheese.
Cody was out of control this match.
He was like, all right, anything you could do, I could also do. They're on the top rope teetering with one another, which I feel like is usually the Phoenix spot that does
absolutely. Yeah.
Pretty much does the Phoenix spot where he jumps up and does the super Rana off the top, which I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
Cody did it. Like, fuck is going on?
Yeah.
So Cody then hits a tope on a Pentagon into the steel barricade
into
they
the
set
rail.
Up earlier.
Yeah.
And then Cody hits
super kick. He does a super kick and then a destroyer and then a Cody cutter and then the crossroads and then the cop killer. He just does every fucking move. Now, I have to say, Cody, listen, man, I respect it. It's a great fucking move. Please stop doing the cop killer. Please
Dude,
stop.
He hit. I almost refunded everyone's Kudome Valentine shirts and shut down the shop forever.
I can't
don't
take
ever
it anymore.
Do that move again.
I get it. You want to be safe, but please just don't do it if it's going to look like that, dude. Just don't do it anymore.
It was
bad.
The safest look, man. The move is dangerous.
It's
all right?
Fogged.
It's dangerous. If you're just going to do it like that, just don't even do it. Just call it a day.
People that can do it right and make it look gross have also not hurt anybody with it. So if you think you're going to hurt somebody with it, don't do it.
Don't do it. Penta kicked out because that move sucked.
Thank God. He also kicked out of the crossroads and they showed a shot of Arn like looking in disbelief, which I thought was a cool little shot. And then Penta slapped the fuck out of Cody. Like right in the face.
So don't you ever do that move again.
Don't you ever disrespect me, make me look like shit.
Speaking of looking like shit, Cody gets the figure four on Pentagon.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, he's going to be right here with the figure four.
If I would have known what was going to happen, I would have wished Cody would have won with the figure four.
So Cody gets the figure four, Penta gets out. Penta then breaks Cody's arm like he used to do on Lucha.
Dude.
And then Cody just rolls him up.
Dude.
And then Cody gets up and just like,
So There's been a lot of the. I feel like we can go back in the history of deadlock. So I'm sure there's been a plenty of Cody finishes, including the figure four finishes that we were like, what the fuck? That's fucking weird. This might be the most offensive Cody finish I've ever seen. And maybe it's my bias because, as you said, it's a Lucha Underground thing. That move was Penta's kill move in Lucha Underground. He did it in TNA too. He killed, like, this is Penta's move. When he hits you with this, your arm is fucked. And if you don't want to say, oh, he broke Cody's arm, fine. Not to mention Cody's shoulder is fucked, so he should have been super fucked here already. But regardless, they are building this move up on commentary that he's going to break Cody's arm. He hits the move. Cody rolls over and rolls up Penta, and it's not even like a roll, like a hook the tights, like schoolboy. This is like a sunset flip pin, and Penta just loses. What the fuck was this? This was like the worst Cody finish ever. Fuck off with this. This was like, I almost blacked out and didn't watch the rest of the show. That's how angry I was. And Penta gets its heat, I guess, after the match and jumps Cody. But like, goddamn, let Penta get his heat by fucking Cody's arm up and then the ref throws it out. Or let Penta win. How about Penta, let Penta win?
Penta Gion attacks Cody's arm afterwards with the most nonchalant hits I've ever seen. And
he's
then
over
gets
it.
Backed off by Colton Gunn.
Yeah, if I couldn't have been any more disrespected, that Dustin and the Gun Club make the fucking save here.
Colton Gunn with the big save. I said, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So QT was like, yeah, whatever.
Dude, QT comes. Yeah, well, Cody, they should have just took the. They should have had Dustin take the tape off of Cody's shoulders. He's like, oh, yeah, anymore.
Come on.
Come on. Yeah, QT comes out on the stage pretty late. Penta goes into the crowd and puts the hat on again. He's having a good time. At least somebody's having a good time. Yeah, fuck, I'm not. QT, the Nightmare family's asking him where he was, and QT says, I was putting hair plugs in.
I wouldn't come down here either, honestly. Fuck this. I won't be anywhere near this match.
Yeah.
This
is another thing they're trying with QT, I guess.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the bunkhouse match was dope, so.
It was awesome.
Let's get another QT bleeds a lot match, and I'll be like, that's cool.
Think of a death match, guy.
That's the key, dude. That's the key to
this. I'm with
success.
It.
So after that match, we go into a Young Bucks promo. Alex Marvez backstage with the Bucks.
Yes.
Matt says, yeah, it really doesn't matter that we lost in singles matches because we have the tag titles.
None of that mattered.
Yeah, don't worry about that shit.
Despite our rankings, anyways, that matter.
Idiot. Don Callis came through and he showed a do not slap leg when kicking shirt.
All right.
And then Don said, you guys aren't even elite anymore. Ooh. You aren't the team you were in Japan.
You don't even have fat ass masa buying your meals anymore.
You're taking Chuckies with you, brother.
Yeah, where's the... Yeah, so Don is saying he just wants New Japan Bucks back, which I don't. What's the difference?
Well, New Japan Bucks were not over, and Matt got injured by Sho and Yo.
They just said suck it a lot. Yeah.
So there you go. Don then says Kenny doesn't recognize you guys because you aren't elite anymore. You're just another tag team living off your old name. And then it cuts away from this promo. Skyway goes, and there's Don Callis living up to his name of being human garbage.
Tony is shit on him big time.
Nonchalant. Just Skyway just shit a brick down his throat, and then they moved on. It was awesome. Then we move into Jade Cargill versus Danny Jordan.
Yes.
Jade Cargill has got a whole presentation. They put a lot of stock in her. Mm-hmm.
She is money.
Absolutely. Her look is crazy. She commands that respect.
Dude, she is fucking jagged. Mm-hmm. She everywhere. I don't know if she finds the camera or the camera finds her, but either way, it's working.
She beat the dog shit out of Danny.
Dude, I think Danny Jordan might have really popped her with an elbow at the start, because after that, she whooped the fucking shit out of her. Killed her with a bicycle kick, did a release German that dumped her on her head, and then hit the jaded, and then wins.
Dude, she tossed her with the German, kipped up. I was like, the German was literally from one rope to the other. Like, it was crazy, man.
It was cool. It was fucking cool.
And yeah, the Jaded ends up winning. And then she goes to Red Velvet. Your mother sucks.
She needs the chainmail, dude. She needs it.
I think so, too, man. The chainmail would put her over the top.
Maybe she's not doing it because she respects Mysterioso.
I want Paul White to call him Mysterioso, Matt.
He would just be really confused.
I know both of these guys.
Did you watch any of Dark Elevation, either of you?
No.
How was it?
I caught a little. I caught like a half hour or so.
Oh, I did see a little bit of it. The Macchiato joint where Paul White and them were dancing to the song.
Yes, that was cool. I did catch that match. I caught it. There was a lot of women's matches on the show, which was cool.
Yeah.
Paul White's commentary. It'll get better, I'm sure. It was kind of monotone, kind of low. He at one point referenced. I think it was Big Swole. He said, "Oh, she's selling." I was like, "Oh, all right, true."
She do be selling.
A little strong inside a couple times, but it should be cool. It doesn't feel any. It feels exactly like regular Dark though. There's no like intro video.
I assumed it was just like they took matches and then put them.
They don't have different wrestlers, right? Like
Kenny was on the show. Kenny squashed Matt Sydal.
Oh, okay. God,
Mike.
they set up an angle. Like, Matt Sydal had a tag match with Mike Sydal on the show, and they won. I saw that
clip of
and then
Tony
Kenny was, like,
out.
Talking shit, and then he said, "Matt, if you can beat Michael Nakazawa, who wrestled in full just uniform, then I'll give you a shot at the title." And then he beat him, and then Kenny came out and said, "All right, well, I'll give you a shot at the title right now," and hit him with the One Winged Angel. And then Tony Khan came out and cut the weirdest fucking promo ever.
9 days! 9 days!
What was that? 9 days! He's trying to do a Mankind one.
So that's what's set up for the Kenny Matt Sydal match next week.
And they replay the promo. 9 days! He came out with the little headset. 9 days!
With his Jaguar shirt on.
What a guy,
Kenny,
man.
You can't do that.
His eyes are like closed. Come on.
Kenny, come on.
9 days, come on. What a beast.
Yeah, I love that motherfucker.
All right, TK, I love TK.
Yeah. Jade Cargill, obviously still in the gimmick with Red Velvet, so they're probably going to run that back here up to probably the next TV special.
Cool.
Then we get the Inner Circle Town Hall
the MGF gang.
So,
Inner Circle Town Hall.
The Inner Circle Town Hall. This is Town Hall segment number one. Tully Lance
and Tully on his deathbed. He whispered to me, "Paradigm, Pinnacle, whatever the fuck."
Pinnacle.
Pinnacle.
Yeah, Popeye.
Tully Lancer grabs the mic and I say, "Yep, this is already over with me."
So do you think the music they used, is that new MGF music or is that Pinnacle's theme song?
Oh, shoot. I don't know, actually.
Because it was different.
I was hoping the Pinnacle theme song would just be the Good Brother. Yeah, go get it, nerd.
I don't agree.
The Pinnacle comes out just swinging their penis belts. Get them, nerd. So Tully goes, 34 years ago.
Motherfucker. 9 days.
34 years ago, I started the greatest group in professional wrestling. I'm ending it with the greatest group in professional wrestling.
And like, you don't need that anymore.
I was like, damn, that's a pretty good line.
Yeah, that was. He put him over pretty good. And then MJF steps up looking like he just, I don't know what, who's spray tanning this dude? It is unfortunate though how bad this it's because I don't know if it's a new thing or what, but like his ears were like orange, but not all of his ears. So MJF cuts a long promo.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah. I mean it wasn't MGF. Bad. It's just long.
He says
like
a bunch
these...
of nothing, man, truly.
Yeah.
Him talking about Jericho's like stomach and his hairline doesn't do much for me.
No.
But he gets to the end of this town hall and he goes, "We're called the Pinnacle." He said a thing.
And he says, "We're going to take your locker room as well." The Pinnacle. What do you think of that name?
Sure. I'm okay with it. I thought he was going to go with the Four Horsemen with six dudes or whatever.
I was hoping they were the Revelation because I really like the idea of them being the Revelation and then FTR being Fear the Revelation.
They're scared
that seems
of
pretty cool.
Yeah, scared of it. Yeah. You just call it the Town Hall.
Call it, we got a fucking promo next week.
Oh, no. So great. We got to talk about us taking over next week. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
They
can't
should
get
just call them
it.
The Town Hall.
Yeah, just the default fucking thing is a Town Hall. So we get the Hardy Party versus Jurassic Park in Bear Country.
Hardy Party. They're never going with the James. All right, you can give it up. They're not going with the Hardy Party.
I'm never giving up. So yeah, this match was a bunch of craziness. They're all over the place here.
They did a lot of things. Matt Hardy did a picture-in-picture promo talking about money.
Bear Country was all up in this match, chucking dudes left and right, man.
Marco Stunt almost fucking died.
They tossed him head first over the ropes. And they
someone
almost
saved his
didn't.
Life by just slightly turning him so he fell on his side. But yeah, yeah. He was going head first. Oof.
It reminded me, we talked about it a little bit ago. Do you remember that show where everyone jumped to the right side of the ring and everyone got injured right before the pay-per-view?
It was just before
the
pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's injured.
Four people. It was like Phoenix and Colt and like...
Why? Like, yeah, I just don't even, yeah, like, that's... I feel like barely anyone even pops for, like, topes or, like, big, like, rope spots like that. It's like, other than, like, Phoenix, man.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Yeah, like, you have to make it your own, and most people just don't. Bear Country then accidentally hits Jungle Boy when body slamming Mark Quinn, and it was so awkward. He just, like, Quinn to him and goes, sorry about that, dude.
Butcher at one point murdered Luchasaurus with a lariat. He put a lot of stank on
that sucker.
Yeah, I like that.
Butcher bump for Marco Stunt.
That was so I was gonna ask because that was my same reaction out loud. But then like he was selling in the corner for like an awkward amount of time. I think Marco may have genuinely fucked him up.
Said I'm bumping for real.
Yeah, this is not a bump. I fell.
Yeah, Marco has a diving drop kick on him and just fucked him up real good.
Yeah, it must have hit him like real good because I feel like it knocked the wind out of him.
Probably did, honestly. Yeah. Private Party then hit the Gin and Juice, tagged in Matt Hardy for the Twist of Fate, and then Matt pins Marco Stunt.
Owned.
So Bear Country and Jurassic Park are definitely going into a little feud, right?
Yes. I assume they turn Bear Country, which is fine. They're cool.
Yeah, I think they'll work that way.
I like those dudes a lot, actually.
Yeah, they seem pretty cool. I haven't seen too much of them, so.
Yeah.
We get Moxley and Kingston doing a promo. Moxley said he wants to be sipping Mai Tais on the beach, but, you know, sadly he's got to be here.
Mai Tai!
Mai Tai! Moxley said, I hate the Good Brothers, and not just because I wasted money on talking Shabba Mady.
This is my fucking guy. You know why he hates him? Because he hates Luke Gallows. It's just ingrained in us, which is different.
They're going to get it done.
He said, look at this motherfucker with his googly eyes.
Just took his ass out. I said, all right, damn.
It felt a little long, this one.
Oh, yeah. They had a lot of insults for Luke Gallows.
Just kept going. Just fucking shitting on Luke Gallows for 3 minutes.
That was cool. Luke Gallows got shit on. Kingston then ended the promo with cowards die a thousand deaths, but men die but just once.
It's my fucking guy.
So cool stuff here. Then we get a Christian Cage promo. Dosh is backstage with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real with you, man. I have no clue what they're doing with him right now.
You can only have him, like, you can't do this Christian thing again you can't do this Sting thing with him. You can't have him just talk every week.
We got the Christian Cage Town Hall segment.
He's got to wrestle, man. He's got to.
I 100% agree with you. I don't agree with what they're doing with him right now.
Yeah, it's,
this promo was good, though. It was a good promo, but yeah, like, get his ass in the ring, man. That's what people want to see.
What are you waiting for?
He's outworking everybody by not working at all.
Yeah. He's working smarter, not harder, James. Yeah. That's what
Christian Cage, do you know? You know what a finish is, Dasha? You know what a finish is? Do you know what a workhorse is, Dasha? You ever heard of Heat? Great.
That's the fucking best way to turn him. Just he calls himself a workhorse, but he never works and he never gets in the ring.
He's a grizzled vet that doesn't want to bump.
He's going to outwork everybody, but never gets in the ring.
He says, you know what a fucking workhorse is? And she goes, yeah. He says, well, I'm not a workhorse. Because I am the workhorse. Chris said, don't worry, man. I'm not here to take anyone's spot. You should be. I wish you were here to take somebody's spot.
I'm actually here to take the spot of Kenny Omega, which is taking somebody's spot.
Christian goes, Kenny is champion on borrowed time, baby. Mm. Christian is an AEW to cement his legacy. He feels like he has something left to offer here, and he wants to prove it. So wrestle.
I think I'm already ready for him to turn. Now, I say that, and it's tough because we've talked about this ad nauseum, how much we loved that fucking run of him as NWA champion, him getting the belt. Like the, that chase was awesome.
Amazing.
Will they get it again here? I don't know, but they he's got to fucking wrestle.
To be
dude.
Fair, Christian came in and just won the title. he kind of just went straight to a Jarrett match.
But it was awesome though. Like people, wanted, it was like the right time.
Agree.
It was good. It was, you know, but
oh,
yeah.
It was. Oh God, yeah.
You're
Jarrett
right, though,
was
yeah.
definitely ready for that. I just don't. Let's just get him in the fucking ring. Like, yeah. just let me see him beat somebody with the Unprettier. Why was he not facing Lee Johnson or something this week?
Yeah,
you know what
put
I mean?
Put him against Luther.
Lee Johnson is like the guy to put someone. Yeah. He's so good, and like that would have been a good match. We have Moxley and Kingston versus the Good Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So the Good Brothers attack Kingston in the beginning before the match starts.
Yes.
Mox comes in with the save with a gimmick shoulder from the
all
exploding
taped
match.
Up. Yeah.
Good Brothers hit the Magic Killer on Mox on the outside, then go 2-on-1 against Kingston in the ring.
I mean, they Carl hit it. Gallows
very,
did not fall down.
Very politely put him on the ground. Moxley gets back in after the commercial break, hits a big line. Carl Anderson hits a spinebuster for a 2.
That was a nice spinebuster. He got hit with a pile driver too. That was cool.
Yeah, Good Brothers go for Magic Killer again. Kingston's able to stop it and gets Gallows to the outside. Moxley then rolls up Carl Anderson for the win.
Owned.
Good Brothers attack Moxley afterwards.
Yes.
And I realize now they've done this twice tonight.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. Between these two same finishes and these town halls and these Sting yeah. interviews with Christian Cage, can we please tread some new water? This is no point here.
Kenny comes out dancing with a chair.
Yeah, I saw so many edits of Kenny coming out dancing.
That's good.
Kenny comes out dancing
fucked.
Looking like he's about to make an E3 presentation tonight. We have a new Xbox game to announce.
It's the fastest Xbox
of all time.
He puts a chair in the ring. He sits down on it, and then Kingston rushes in the ring and jumps him. I was hoping Kingston got in the ring and just goozled Don Callis, but he went right for Kenny. Yeah, you die. Kingston gets beat down, hit with the Magic Killer. They place the chair on Kingston's leg, and he gets Pillmanized. Oh, my God.
Oh, on the leg.
On the leg. And then they tried to do the same with John Moxley's neck. I was like, whoa, that's an awesome way to write him out. Fucking do it. I like Moxley, but fuck it. That'd be cool.
Then the Young Bucks say, hey, guys.
The Young Bucks come in, and they sternly talk to their friends and wave their fingers, and you don't
nah,
do it.
Too sweet, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Anderson and Gallo's trying to too sweet the Bucks. The Bucks are not having it. They walk out, and Kenny grabs Matt and he says, you get back here. You hit me with the too sweet, you motherfucker. And Matt will not too sweet him. And Kenny rips his shirt off that has the picture of them all doing the too sweet. He throws it on the floor. He says, fuck you. And then Mox gets back in the ring and swings the chair at everyone, and everyone bails.
And Tony Schiavone says, Bullet Club this. Why do you say that?
That was awesome.
That cracked me up.
Shout out, Tony.
Bullet Club this.
Yeah, I fucking agree.
So after that, we get Darby Allin and Sting Town Hall segment.
You remember the segment last week with Archer? Yeah, they did it again.
Yeah, why? Darby says, man, look, I became TNT champion. I've only defended this title 3 times. Woo!
Yeah! No, fucking assholes. That's not good.
It's not a good thing. So he says, I want to pay tribute to the best TNT champion ever.
Cody. Oh, no, the same. Brody. Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah. Cody, say it, Cody. Darby Allin. Drew. This is awesome. Darby Allin makes an open challenge to the Dark Order. And then
that's
Lance
cool.
Archer comes in and says, hey, guys, man, how many times are you going to interview this fucking Sting dude?
Listen, it's 2 weeks now. I've been trying to get TV time, and I can only get TV time right now when you're talking Sting.
It should be my time all the time.
Says,
I think Lance Archer called him the biggest indie-rific joke he's ever
seen.
He said,
you're the most indie-rific joke I've ever seen, and you like coughing so much? Well, I'm going to put your ass in one. Whoa.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Then Jake Roberts.
No, for the love of Christ.
Hey, Stinger. Hey, Stinger. Hey, Dart. Hey, look a little cold. Why don't you go get some buns, you little weedy?
What, dude? What the fuck are you
saying? Hey, get your buns.
It was a 4-part joke. And he just sat there and delivered the whole thing.
I still don't even understand what the joke is. It was just to call him a weenie.
Caution. Caution. Go back and put your bun back on. Because you ain't nothing but a weenie boy.
Bye, Stanger.
Hey, bye, Stanger.
Jake Roberts is a fucking... It was red shoes.
Jake Roberts and Tully Blanchard are, bar none, two of my favorite parts of the show.
They're insane. Yeah. They're out of their...
J.J. Dillon even was up there, and he was only up in the fucking show once.
I want him back.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You need more old heads up there, dude.
Shivani apologizes for the interruption, and then they get interrupted again.
This time by Team Taz.
FTW world. Fuck the world. Make their appearance here.
Brian Cage. Brian Cage grabs the mic for Taz. He said, "You're not speaking for me tonight, brother."
He said, "You got something more, Taz."
Come on. Brian Cage says,
"I heard you like ass pussy."
Sting.
Well, if I had a thing for you.
Sting, you come here, you think you're the man? You are the man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Cool. So I got respect for you. Regardless of what this piece of shit, Ricky Skaggs back here says.
He said Ricky Skaggs is wrong. He should have retweeted the video.
Retweet the video, Rick.
You too,
Richard,
Susie.
Richard, please. Susie, Richard, retweet.
We just want you to enjoy the art.
So regardless of what Ricky Skaggs says, you're still the icon.
Yeah.
Then Brian Cage walks away from Team Taz.
And they're yelling at him. What are you doing, brother? Brother, what are you doing?
He's still the FTW champ, right?
I think that's going to be the story, is that it's going to be Team Taz having to fight Cage to try to get that belt back, which I think is cool.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Then we get Scorpio Sky video package. He turned heel, and he says he won't be a stepping stone anymore.
Cool.
He is a wrestling savant, and if he wants to hurt people, he'll do it.
All right.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah, it was good.
Then we get Rey Fénix versus Angelico.
I really like both of these guys, and this match did nothing for me.
So I'm going to have a little get off my lawn moment real quick.
I'm listening.
What? I feel like just sometimes watching wrestling, it just feels like the same shit.
It does.
All the time.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why it hit me in this match specifically. And it's really not even, like, it happens a lot. This match was just a point for me to say it.
Sure.
But it's like everyone is wrestling the same fucking match in every popular company. Like, hurry up and get out there. We're going to go ahead and rush to the moves we can give. We're going to kick out at 2.9. At 7 minutes, I'm going to make a face to the camera that I can't believe you kicked out of this move that I've never beat anyone with.
Yeah.
Big surprise face. Camera zooms in. It's just, I feel like sometimes the nuance of wrestling is lost.
And for guys like this who are... two guys that I feel like
Rey Fénix is like the best wrestler in the world.
Yeah, and I feel like Angelico is also like pretty sweet. I feel like they're usually ahead of the curve with their style.
I agree.
Two of my favorite guys that do kind of the crazy stuff. Fénix is like my favorite wrestler. This was just kind of like the only thing I wrote here is that Fénix won with the Rikishi driver. Like everything else is just kind of whatever.
Like it's okay. Like I don't expect. Like I actually like having. Like we watch the old retro stuff a lot.
Yeah,
and like having those quick 3 minute. Kind of rushes and then just having someone win.
They did it with Fénix. Was that last week?
Oh, where he just dominated.
Maybe it was packing him that just killed the dude. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So
me too.
Like, I'm cool with that. This I don't like. Like whatever they did here with the 2.9 kick out. You know, get the gift phase and like sometimes just the nuance of it is lost. If everyone is doing the big fucking moves and kick out at 2.9 and then you do the big surprise face at the camera.
Yeah.
The big surprise face doesn't matter anymore.
You're right.
The nuance is lost. But
which is it's unfortunate you have to say that for these guys too. Like, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I love Fénix and Angelico.
Hell yeah.
I really think Angelico has found himself as like a singles guy here. With a lot of his matches have actually been, I've actually quite enjoyed them.
Yes, which is a shame.
I just think it's not a big deal. I think wrestlers probably fall into like, you know, if we just got to go out there and get a match out there that doesn't really mean too much at the end of the day, kind of just let the wheels spin and you just let it go.
I was saying it's a shame. Like, I like Angelico as a singles guy too. I was saying it's a shame because I like Jack Evans and I feel like Jack Evans hasn't been very Jack Evans in a while.
I would actually say he's been too Jack Evans.
You know what? That's also very fair to say.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there, but yeah, because I feel like him and Jack were about to be put in the Hardy Party. But
I feel like they were too. Maybe they pulled the plug on it.
I think so.
Wish they didn't.
But. Yeah, but whatever.
So Phoenix is the what does he do? What is his finish?
It's the Rikishi driver. I don't know what he calls it though.
Okay, he does a little the knee to the head.
The knees
like
too. Yeah.
So we get a Miro promo afterwards. Alex Marvez finds Miro working out in a power rack in an all red room. I don't know what's going on over here. Miro said, "You know, I'm over the whole Charles thing. I really don't care anymore about this shit." Kip Sabian said, "Wait, what? No,
what
I'm not over
wife?
This. Yeah, my wife got hurt.
The fuck, bro?
I don't care about your wife."
He said, "Trust me, the worst thing for your career is having your wife at ringside."
Hey, you said it best, bro.
Amen to that, brother.
Miro said, "I don't care about you or your wife or whatever the case may be once the bell rings, all right? All I care about is reaching my destiny, which is being the world's champion." But he's outside the ring. We're still buddies. We're still cool, man. Good to go.
And then I like Kip this.
Yeah, we're doing a tag team match.
Yeah. So, and yeah, Alex says, you accept? He says, yeah, of course. So
yeah, so Chuck is like put up being a butler forever if he loses.
Yeah, forever. Yes.
Forever butler Chuck.
Cool.
We get a Dark Order promo. Alex Marvez asks, hey, which one of you guys is going to accept the Darby Allin Open Challenge?
They're all wearing the green Dark Order shirts.
And Negative One says, it's going to be me!
It's me!
So they can't be him. Turns out he's like, nah.
The same height as Darby. That'd been awesome.
And then, well, John Silver is also the same height. He goes,
oh, yeah, you're right, true.
I accept. So John Silver versus Darby Allin, that's going to be good, I think.
I think so, too. Have they wrestled on TV before? Why do I feel like I've seen them together already?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. But
I'm not sure.
But yeah, those two guys are awesome. That's going
to
be fun.
MJF takes down the Inner Circle sign in the locker room, changes it to the Pinnacle.
So right. Why can he just do that? Why is the Inner Circle just letting him do that? What if the Inner Circle was already in there naked?
Well, I assume they're all in the local medical facility.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got beat up epic style.
I guess so.
Well, fuck all that. Let's talk about the lights Woo! Out match, baby.
Unsanctioned Baker, lights out. Anything goes.
Wow. Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa, man.
Wow. So the intro to this is cool. Justin Roberts says AEW will not be responsible for. So they had to sign a waiver. AEW will not be responsible for what takes place when the lights come back on.
Even death.
But we are still going to run commercials.
So these two, I don't know what I expected. I figured it would be good. But I did not expect them to go this fucking crazy. This this is, as they say, is an all-timer for me. This was fucking awesome.
DMD dentist style. You can only get it here, baby.
This was fucking nuts.
All in on the dentist, boys.
What more could you have asked for this match? They did everything. They killed each other. Rebel attacks Rosa before the match starts with the crutch, which is cool. And then Britt did a diving spear to the outside onto Rosa and then hit her with a fucking Kryptonite crunch on the stage. How the match started.
She holds it too. I love it.
Yeah. Of course, the champion backstage watching
with her hands like she's like holding her hands or whatever. Yeah.
Rosa threw a chair at Britt's face. Britt curb stomped Thunder Rosa onto the stairs, and we got ourselves some blood. Rosa is bleeding. It looked cool because it was like half of her face was like blood. I was like,
"Yeah,
kinda crazy."
It was dope. It was,
and I thought that was cool. But little did I know,
we got started, baby.
Britt does a superplex onto Thunder Rosa onto a pile of chairs, which is cool. Rosa bulldogs Britt onto a ladder. Rosa then put Britt is in the corner, like seated in the corner. Rosa sets up the ladder in front of her face and then drop kicks it into her head, and Britt Baker starts gushing blood. Dude, this was like almost concerning amount of blood. And that's me saying that.
Britt is a good bleeder, dude.
She DFD.
Dentist style.
She's like,
I am the dentist.
She is dripping, like leaking blood. This is not like just blood, like on her face. This is everywhere. There's pools of blood. Even the referee's like, oh, shit, you all right? And Britt's like, get the fuck away from me.
I'm good.
Of course I'm all right. Rosa is biting at the wound and gets super kicked for it. As shit. Britt hits a flatliner, which is also a cool move. More people should do the Flatliner, just the regular one. You don't got to do Sister Abigail version, just the regular one.
Yeah, just a regular one.
She did that onto the ladder, which leads to Rosa returning the favor with a Death Valley off the second rope onto the ladder.
Oh my god.
Which just looked like it almost killed everybody
Britt
involved.
Is goosing.
She is bleeding
point,
somehow
man.
Even more from this.
She is goosing. Yeah. It's rough.
Britt then curb stomps Rosa onto a chair, which was fucking gnarly looking.
I thought that was definitely, I definitely was like, oh, that's it. I was like, oh, that's got to be.
She killed her with it, dude.
It's not it.
And somehow Britt is bleeding even more.
Yeah, let it bleed.
And then Rebel hands Britt Baker the bag of tacks, and now I'm losing it. Holy shit.
So we're many tacks.
This is hardcore as it gets. Rosa, they're teasing this tag spot. There's a million. I don't know if they should count these tacks.
10,000 tacks.
10 million tacks all over the ring. Rosa goes to powerbomb Britt onto them. Rebel makes the save with the crutch, but gets attacked. And Rebel gets bumped off the apron through a table. Even Rebel's taking bumps here. Shout out to Menagerie real quick as well.
Yeah,
as
that's all day. You already know.
Jesse Steve. Then they're teetering. Rosa, Thunder Rosa, powerbombs Britt Baker onto the tags. For a two count, and Britt has the fucking thumbtack spread of all thumbtack spreads on her back.
Bro,
it is everywhere.
This
that
was insane.
Power bomb was fucked. That powerbomb.
She did not go light. She went harder.
Oh my gosh, she said, you're getting the tags.
Like, and it's hit or miss, because I've seen a lot of these spots where, like, the spread isn't good despite the bump, and I'm sure it hurts regardless. This was like perfect all over the fucking
I can't
place.
Even imagine the mental fortitude that it takes to not only take that power bomb. That's a hard bump in the first
place. Sure.
But then the tag
in her hands, in her elbows.
Then they roll around.
They're rolling around. No, that yeah. Fucking then Britt Baker fucking does the lockjaw in the tags.
Oh,
and Thunder Rosa rolls back onto the tags to break out of it, which was 200 IQ. I love that.
Oh man, yeah, that was such
and I was
a good
like,
idea.
I was like, what the fuck do you end this with? And of course they chose death. Thunder Rosa and Britt are battling on the apron. Britt's on the second rope, gonna kill Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa grabs her, fire Thunder Driver through the table, off the apron, onto the floor. Britt almost breaks her fucking neck. 1, 2, 3. This match fucking ruled. This was awesome.
God, this was amazing. This was like an all-time match, period.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
This is like star-making, this match for me.
Yeah, this was
these
awesome.
Two are made forever for me.
Yeah, I mean, what else can you say other than DMD? I mean, really.
How far Britt Baker's come since...
Dude, it's incredible, man. Wow.
A year.
A year's time.
Yeah, it paid off. She's money.
Yeah, like, I'm so glad they didn't, like, just go ahead and throw her the belt. Like, her ascent has just been so good. Like, now... She's there, you know what
now
I mean?
It's
now
time. She's yeah,
at
now
the
it's
end.
Time.
Level,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely, man.
What a goddamn match, dude. Like, I'm glad that was the main. That was the right fucking move. And they proved why they should be in the fucking main, because that was sick.
And then even when they came through the curtain, they got a standing ovation from the whole locker room, which
was crazy. That was dope. Yeah, that was cool.
That power bomb, man, was
dude,
so crazy.
The Fire Thunder Driver off the apron, I swear Britt lands right on her head on the floor. Like, it's gross.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fucking big ups to them. Fucking more, please, of that. Thank you.
So sick, dude.
Yeah.
So sick.
Fun show, though.
Britt is such a good bleeder, man.
Dude. Like,
she,
what the fuck?
Every bleeding spot she has, man, she understands exactly
she finds
what
the
to
camera.
Do with it.
Yeah.
She's just,
weren't we
man.
Just... Were we just talking about the lights out thing? We're like, I think they gave up on the lights out match concept.
Yeah, we were talking about it. Like, we haven't had one
ago. We're like, what happened to that? Now it's back.
They said, true.
Yes.
Perfect. Thanks for reminding us, boys. Yeah. What a great build, though. I mean, they had months building this angle, and the blow off was well worth it, and it was awesome. Good fucking stuff.
Absolutely, dude.
Well, we're out of time.
I'm about to hit a Fire Thunder Driver in my bed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, tell him real quick. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. We're out of time. You're out of time.
We gotta go.
Ski-wo. What other cool stuff do we say? Say some fun lines, Tony. Hit him with a line. Hit him with an real quick.